Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Supervisor Ian Biddle Sr. in the studio with us for this segment. Glad you're here, Supervisor.
I'm glad to be here, too, and I'm glad that you actually got my first name right. Usually it's always Ian or some variation other than my name.
Yeah, I guess, people just need to ask you. You'll tell.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Okay, so you were elected back in April. We had you on the program
right.
in your office
right.
right after you were sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've had a chance to kind of get the lay of the land.
Right.
What do you think about it so far?
Oh, man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah?
It's a jungle.
How so?
I always come into the courthouse, and it reminds me of Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. So I call the courthouse a Thunderdome. But no, I love my job. I love working for the people of the 10th District. I love being a legislator and influencing and making policy. I'm loving my job so far. I mean, we got budget. I'm very excited. I started reading last night, and I hope the chairman puts me on finance and audit.
We'll throw that out there.
Hopefully the chairman is listening now. But I'm excited to be here, and my passion and my tenacity is just as high as it was when I first came to the board in April. So
how's it been? I know you've had some interactions with your colleagues, both positive and not so positive.
Right.
How's that been?
I hope no one takes it personal. I mean, politics is a contact sport. I'm here to do a job, and I serve the people that I represent. I came into the board with certain priorities, and I haven't been quiet about my ambitions, haven't been quiet about the things that I want to get done for the people of Milwaukee County in the 10th District. And so, I think I pretty much get along with everybody. But, you know, when it comes down to the business of getting things done, it is what it is. So.
Well, you had a few victories on Thursday. You had three resolutions that you authored.
Right.
They were approved by the county board.
Right.
And one
snuck through. I was waiting for it to be called out, and it never got called out. And I said, okay.
No discussion on that one.
There you go.
I was surprised as well.
Right. I think people maybe were sleeping or thinking about the budget or just got confused because I had two under that committee. So maybe they were focusing on the wrong number. I don't know. But
yeah.
It got through, and I'm happy about it.
So you actually got unanimous approval on the one to ban the box,
right?
What is that for people who may not be aware?
Ban the box is a term basically for the questions on an online application or a paper application that make people self-identify themselves as someone with a misdemeanor or a felony, and it's a process in the hiring process that actually discourages people from applying for jobs. People who have criminal backgrounds always find it very discouraging to apply for jobs, and they always feel like their past is being thrown in their face. And so, you know, we have situations where folks have made mistakes and are trying to, you know, rehabilitate themselves and have jobs, quality jobs to support their families, and they feel like they're discriminated against because of their criminal background. And I think that we need a whole new hiring reform procedure within the public and the private sector. And, you know, I wanted to start the Milwaukee County being leaders in this. And we're already leaders with our process because we don't discriminate. But there's no reason for us to have that box either. So let's take it a step further, continue to be leaders, take away that box, and maybe we can use this momentum to do it at the city level, city Milwaukee level, other municipalities, and private companies. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great organizing tool for Milwaukee County.
So that one was approved unanimously. You had another one supporting a change in state law and the reporting of expungements to
right.
the public
right.
from the Crime Information Bureau, Department
right.
of Justice.
Right. And so that was actually something that John Barrett brought to my attention, that there's a technicality in the way that they report that the CCAP, the court records, will not show an expungement because it's been expunged. But for the Crime Information Bureau, managed by the Department of Justice, it still shows that record. And so you have private employers who conduct background checks and use that database, and they see that charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an applicant who has done their due diligence to get an expungement still being held up from getting a job because of a technicality in our system. So hopefully the state will hear my pleas to remove that technicality so people are not missing out on job opportunities.
And your third one, which is the main reason for having you on the program tonight, is
right.
the Youth Task Force. And
yes.
I know you've
yes.
made a commitment to the youth of this community.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you kind of got into a scuffle with Alderman Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Alderman Dudzik on this stuff.
Good old Joe, yeah.
So you've said, I'm going to take it upon myself. We're going to get the youth involved in Milwaukee County. How would this work?
Well, the Youth Task Force, we will have application process The research staff at the county board will be reaching out to community organizations, schools, churches, any type of youth group to see if young people would be excited and want to be engaged in county government. And the chairman will select a three-person committee. Hopefully he'll select me as one of the selection committee members to go through the resumes and applications and figure out who needs to be on this board. There'll be this task force. I mean, there'll be 10 young people. There'll be 7 adults. I made it big because I know there'll be some drop off, and I still wanted to have a nice sizable group to have discussion, and also wanted to have more young people than adults. So it's truly a youth task force, and they're not being isolated from the process. But the youth task force shall convene in January. They'll have about 9 months. And if they need longer, we can always extend the task force like we've done it for previous ones. But they'll have a chance to look at our youth summer jobs program, our juvenile correctional facility program, youth programs through Running Rebels and CYD and other organizations that we fund. They'll be able to look at parks and transit, anti-violence and anti-prevention programs. We don't do a lot of anti-prevention programs per se. A lot of our programs are for kids who are already into the system. But what can the county do better to prevent violence in Milwaukee County? And it's really just a task force to give young people a voice and to let them to first understand county government. We have adults who don't understand county government. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure we have a whole lot of young people who don't understand county government.
Are these high school kids or what's the age group you're
looking
at? I
didn't put an age group. So that's the thing. I wanted to be as flexible as possible. So if, you know, when I go out and talk to young people as I do all the time, you find that there are 9, 10, 11-year-olds with just as much insight as 16 or 17-year-olds, uh-huh. A lot of world experience, too, and good ideas. So I wanted the task force to be as broad and flexible as possible and see where the interest lies and then just go from there.
So in your outreach, are you going to be contacting schools? Or
schools, everything. Schools throughout Milwaukee County, youth groups throughout Milwaukee County, and youth ministry groups through churches throughout Milwaukee County. So.
Sounds outstanding.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. You know, something to do to be proactive about situations. You know, when things happen with our young people, we don't really pay attention until there's some type of violent episode. And then the community is up in arms and we're like, what's going on with our children? But we never really actually ask what's going on with our children to our children. And since we have so many task forces where we bring in experts to talk about long range planning and Park East and all these different things, let's bring the youth in. They're the experts on how it is to be a young person. So let's bring them in.
They're going to be adults someday. They're going to be constituents, voters, all
right,
that. Yeah.
Right. So I'm very, very excited about that initiative.
So if there are kids or parents that are interested in participating, how do you go about applying for this? Is that still yet to be determined?
It's still yet to be determined, but we'll be reaching out, sending out applications. Hopefully we'll have an electronic version of the application. They can always call my office at 278-4265 to learn about more information. I'm pretty sure I'll be very involved in the initiative. And one thing that I forgot to add is that they'll actually be constructing the Milwaukee County Government Youth Program. The city council has a youth council.
Right.
I didn't do that this time. Instead of me creating it, I want the young people to create a program that's flexible and it works for them to continue forward.
Okay. So this task force is actually going to be putting something together
right. For
something new that will be in place after this.
Exactly. Okay. So they'll come to the full board, hopefully by next budget cycle, with a lot of recommendations on programs, possible reforms, things that we're doing well, things that we're not doing so well, and they'll come with a new youth county government program. I think that's probably one of the biggest things, that they'll be able to construct their own program instead of someone like me doing it.
You know, what do you think they're going to be interested in working on? Have you heard any of that? I know they'll be the ones picking it, but
when you talk to kids and you explain county government, they really get into transit.
Yeah.
You know, because they all take buses and they talk about how expensive it is, and they know some of the routes that no longer used to be there. So I'm really interested to see what type of things we can do to help them in our transit system. And of course, parks. They always have recommendations on new things to do with parks and you know, AstroTurf fields for football for so there's not a lot of good football fields in Milwaukee, especially in the city of Milwaukee.
Right.
Some of the football fields have deteriorated over time, and MPS just doesn't have the money to put into the infrastructure. But that's something that we need to look at, too, in our county park system. So they really get into buses. They get into parks. And then, you know, sometimes I talk to kids who are already in the system, so they really want to talk about the juvenile justice system.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them all the time, I'm not a judge. I can't tell you about how some of these things work and how some of your charges are affecting you, but they do like to talk about that stuff too. So,
well, I think it'll be interesting. Is there a cost to this at all?
No, it's free.
Okay.
There's no cost. Just bring your mind and bring a mind and attitude to be positive and engaged and want to really change the way the quality of life for young people in Milwaukee County. That's all you got to do.
And you've been involved in some other things for young people, too. I know you've sponsored tickets for performing arts.
All right. Yeah. It's actually tonight at 8:30 p.m. At 1 p.m. at the King Center, we're having this evening with Supervisor Biddle. I bought $1,000 worth of tickets. I sold out the show for one night so young people and their families can come together and see this play at the King Center.
And that's going to be running throughout October, too.
Right. So, yeah. So you know, that's exciting. I've done some youth memberships at the King Center. I think I bought about 20 youth one-year memberships at the King Center. I've done a lot of things. And so, you know, young people is the reason why I got into politics, to help be a voice for them and be a champion for their causes. And, you know, this is the time to really engage them. They're, like you said, they're the next generation of voters, of community leaders, and we need to get them while they're young. And so hopefully we'll get a diverse group from different races and ages and genders and life experiences to come in and be the melting pot that Milwaukee County is. So
all
very,
right.
Very exciting times.
Well, anything else you want to add on this?
Yeah, man, Sheriff Clark, what's wrong with this guy? He's mad about
something. We talked about that earlier in the show. We heard some of his statement.
Yeah, pretty harsh. And
so it sounds like the exec and the sheriff are going to have to sort things out.
You know, the county executive brought down a budget that some things that I agree with, some things that I don't. You know, we'll read it. But, I mean, he made a very valid point that if all departments are taking hits, I mean, the sheriff's department can't be exempt from those same hits. So I don't know why he's so mad, but he gets mad a lot. Very sensitive guy. So
The sheriff,
that is, yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to the budget process. We got $55 million, you know, deficit to fill up. And, you know, he didn't raise taxes like he said he was. So, you know, there'd probably be a modest property tax increase. But, you know, we'll work with what we got and do the best we can given the circumstances. So. But as my first budget, I'm very excited. I was very excited walking to the county boardroom yesterday. Like, it's time.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's the biggest thing that you'll work on each year is the budget.
Yes, it is. Like Joe Biden said, this is a big effing deal.
With that, I think we'll wrap up this segment. Supervisor, thanks for coming on the program tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, stick around. We will preview next month's show when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.